His cloth is very
opulent.
Very
opulent.
Yes. Very opulent. His vehicle is full of opulence. And he takes battle axe, battle leaf, and he used golden pot, everything. Golden and just like one king, emperor. When he heard the slok, Aho Bakiyam and Varha Bidam, he became fell down from his bed and rolling on the earth. He can't check himself. He's so attached with Krishna. But outwardly, he looked like a materialistic. It is called Visayipraya. So, parents of Das Goswami, they are Vaishnavapraya. Outwardly, they look like Vaishnava, but internally, they are materialistic. Mahaprabhu wants to meet with Mahaprabhu. So, he's thinking, when Mahaprabhu take renounce order and came to Santipur because Nityananda Prabhu cheat him. After taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu promised Sachi Mata that I shall take your son and surely meet with you. So Nityananda Prabhu is Guru Tattva. If Gurudev wants anything, he can do everything. If Supreme God wants anything and Gurudev wants his opposite thing, then Krishna fulfilled, bound to fulfill Gurudev's desire. So here Nityananda Prabhu is Guru and God both. But in shape of Gurudev, he promised to Sachi Mata, Mother Sachi Devi, that I shall meet Mahaprabhu with you. So Mahaprabhu bound to meet with Sachi Mata according to Santi Prabhu, according to Nityananda's word. Sachi Devi, that I shall meet Mahaprabhu with you. So Mahaprabhu cheated by Nityananda Prabhu and came to Santipur. And at that time, Sachi Mata, Mahaprabhu stayed there 10 days and Sachi Mata used to cook and feed him Mahaprabhu every day. Because he tell everybody that another time you can time for feeding everything, but I have no time. Because I am in old age, so everybody agreed with his proposal and give him chance for cooking, for feeding everything. When Das Goswami came to know that Mahaprabhu has come in Santipur, then Das Goswami came and stayed there 7 days. First meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Santipur. And second meeting, when Mahaprabhu went Vrindavan, desired to go to Vrindavan, that first time Mahaprabhu came up to Kanainarsala. When returned from Kanainarsala to Nilachal, through Santipur Mahaprabhu went there. Second time at Santipur, Das Goswami met with Mahaprabhu, the second time. At last, Das Goswami met with Mahaprabhu at Nilachal, third time meeting. But somebody's idea that no, Mahaprabhu, Das Goswami met with Mahaprabhu only 2 times, at Santipur and Nilachal, but Srila Kaviraj Goswami explained here, no, he met third time. And when, before meeting at Nilachal, Nityananda Prabhu came at Panihati in West Bengal near Calcutta, and Das Goswami came here, came that place to see Nityananda Prabhu lotus feet. Nityananda Prabhu seeing him and saying, oh thief, why? If anybody take another thing without his permission, he is thief. As for example, Lalit Mohan has one guitar. If I take this guitar without his permission, that I am thief. But Das Goswami, he has never steal anything from Nityananda Prabhu. Why Nityananda Prabhu addressing him, oh thief, why? What is its cause? What is its mysterious? Because Mahaprabhu is heart and soul of Nityananda Prabhu, and Mahaprabhu is great wealth of Nityananda Prabhu. So without taking permission of Nityananda Prabhu, Das Goswami want to meet Mahaprabhu and want mercy for Mahaprabhu without Nityananda permission. So Nityananda Prabhu addressing him, thief. That means Mahaprabhu is my wealth. Without my permission, why you want to meet Mahaprabhu and why you want his mercy, so you are great thief. If any thief steals something and policeman catch him, then give some punishment. So Last Goswami cut by Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu give me, must be give some punishment. What kind of punishment? Nityananda Prabhu punishing him. That there is so many devotees me, so you have to feed all of them. Then Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, according to order of Nityananda Prabhu, Last Goswami managed prasad for all of them. When Nityananda Prabhu offering prasad, then Mahaprabhu manifest their bodily and take prasad. So many devotees saw him. So Mahaprabhu, Das Goswami, meet with him third time. And Mahaprabhu give him some instruction that be quiet, return to your home, don't be mad. Because in first stage, everybody don't want to leave Gurudev and Vaishnavas and God, everything. He thought, if I return from here, then my heart will be broken. Just like Das Goswami don't want to leave. He thought, if I leave Mahaprabhu, then my heart will be broken. What shall I do? Das Goswami was ready to leave Mahaprabhu's lotus feet at Shantipur. But Mahaprabhu ordered him, no, you have to go. But Mahaprabhu instructing him, how? You return your home and you always think in Krishna. If you have to think Krishna, you have to think Vaishnava and Gurudev, other than you could not think Krishna. So you have to think Vaishnava, Gurudev and God associates. So if you engage your mind, remembering, chanting, hearing, then your mind will never be divisive. Because they are not materialistic, they are eternal. When you think about them, then their heart will, your heart will never be broken and your heart will be always full of joy. So, according to advice of Srimad Mahaprabhu, Das Goswami returned to home and according to Mahaprabhu's order, he is doing so. So, he never unhappy.
Yeah. तो पे पद Radha.